And the category for this year's Reflections Contest is Within Reach. Kind of, how did you think about the picture that you chose to create?
I just kind of thought about it because I kind of was like, I knew I had kind of a hard year, and I just kind of felt like I knew that there was a better future within reach, so kind of just...
So the picture you took of yourself was a self-portrait of yourself looking in the mirror, and you were, as you were saying, you thought that that represented the fact that your future was within reach because you had had a hard year. You were re-diagnosed with cancer again in June, and so by October you were well into kind of the treatment phase of chemotherapy and radiation. And can you chose to do the self-portrait in the mirror. What made you think of doing a picture in a mirror?
I just kind of did it in the mirror because it made me think about, like, if I was looking at myself in the mirror, I kind of thought of it as, like, a magic mirror, and if I looked in it, it would, like, show my future and just, like, a different way of, like, yeah, just my future self.
How did you pick what things would be in the picture?
I picked my bear because he's just kind of special to me. He's been through everything with me, and so I kind of just felt like he's, like, really close to me, and that's just, yeah. I did it on a camera stand, and I just propped the camera up, and I put it on a timer, and I clicked the button, and then I ran back to my space.
I think it was pretty funny because when you're running back to the space, it was really hard not to laugh.
Yeah.
I was laughing. I was watching you do it. And I was laughing and thinking, oh, that's really hard. Because then you tried to be really serious as you were looking in the mirror again.
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's really hard to be serious when you've just taken, you know, run across the room and sat back down, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Your clinic where you were having your cancer treatment also asked you to submit some photos for an art show.
I kind of wanted to do, the courage of people in the clinic, so I kind of just took pictures of them and how different everybody is and how different everybody can be, and, yeah.
Do you feel like your Reflections Contest showed that in yourself, your courage and how different you are and what you've overcome?
Yeah, it, means a lot to me, and the way I say it in my photo, I feel like it's very expressive.
It's really neat that you took a challenge that you were having when you were trying to kind of handle and deal with your cancer treatments, and you took that and turned it into something pretty awesome and amazing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was really fun this year. You've submitted to the Reflections Contest before, but this year was a little bit different because you weren't in school a lot this year. And it was a way that it tied you back to school when you were in treatment. And it was something super fun to follow and be able to be excited about and look forward to, right? And then it was really neat that you were finally back in school full time. And that's when you finally realized and heard about kind of the end result of your Reflections Contest, getting an award of merit at the national level, right?
When they announced it at school, I kind of got a little shy for mm-hmm. a minute because everybody was staring at me and clapping.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of made me a little nervous.
Made you nervous? Was
yeah.
it exciting?
It was very exciting because I didn't think it was scary.
Kind of scary? I think all your friends were proud of you, right?
Yeah.
They all know you love photography and that you've been through a lot this year. I think they're all very happy for you.
Despite my tongue and hold my breath, sketch around the boat and make a mess. So I sat quietly, agree politely. I guess that I forgot I had chores. A leech pushed me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up.
Hey!
Already brushing off the dust. Hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground.